Hey, that Roy Clark's dynamite, isn't he?
Isn't he good?
I'll tell you. I mean, that is good.
I like
good.
Him. And I really do.
Slim Pickens on the guitar there.
That was good.
I'll tell you.
Didn't think it was that bad.
Will you wait a minute?
If I want to. I'm a very big star. Don't mess with me, Jim.
On this show.
Right on. Listen.
Hey.
Go out and grow some hair.
Hold it. You know, listen, it's bad enough when the bugs slide off.
No, I know. No, I really like haircuts with holes.
Let me tell everybody, this is the Turner Show, and we got, what was your name? Drusky?
You're right. Roy Drusky, that's it. From Hale Center, Texas.
We got a bigger clown than me here. Jimmy Dean, welcome to Orlando. Welcome to
WDBO. Jim, it's good to be with you.
What have you been doing, besides giving me a hard time for the last 20 minutes?
I came in here to tell folks about the sausage.
You're selling sausage?
Yeah. It's new in this area. But it's not new around the country. It's the number one selling breakfast sausage in the nation. But it's new in this area, and we just want people to try it, compare it with the sausage they've been using, that's all.
Yeah.
And if they're giving up hope finding a good breakfast sausage and a good quality product, excuse me, I got a cert in my mouth. I had Italian food last night, and I'll tell you, you better thank the good Lord I got certs in my mouth, or I'd melt the rims on your glasses.
We could have gone to lunch at the Greek restaurant. That's even better.
It was so good last night, though. It really was, but it had enough garlic, I'm telling you. Did you hear about the guy that spent $5,000 trying to get rid of halitosis just to find out folks didn't like him worth a damn in the first place?
That's better than no breath at all.
True. But anyhow, that's what I'm doing in town.
Yeah.
It's called Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage. It's in all the stores, and it's in the bright gold package, and it's hot and regular.
You got yourself a big plant, too.
Two of them.
In Texas?
Two of them. One in Texas and one in Osceola, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's an interesting thing here that they use the skins. The skins from these pigs go to a burn treatment skin bank. Tell me about that.
You know what? I'm astounded so few people know about that, really. It's used in, Jim, 4,500 hospitals around the world. We are credited. We don't make any money that. That's a break-even thing, really. But it makes you proud to be part of a thing that is credited with saving 2 to 3 lives a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's extremely functional, and it's utilized widely in the treatment of human skin burn. And it's a very simple process, really. It replaces human skin graft. It literally grafts onto. It goes to this treatment center in Phoenix, and it's reduced to a thickness of 15/1000th of an inch. And which is totally translucent, very, very thin, and just applied directly to the skin burn, and it grafts on.
Interesting to know, too, unlike some people that have lent their names to products, you're deeply involved in this as president.
My brother and I are the sole owners, and we're responsible for the product, the quality that you find in there. If you like it, we did it, and if you don't like it, we did that. But a lot of products, you don't ever know who to blame or who to give credit or anything.
That's the truth.
You know it?
Isn't that crazy?
So if you like it, let us know, and if you don't like it, let us know that, too.
Right. Now, what have you been doing showbiz-wise?
Oh,
we don't. I was telling Jimmy,
we
don't see
you.
Well,
we got a little
area.
Syndicated show that we broadcast where the sausage is sold, and it'll be in here in the very near future. And, of course, I continue to record, and I work Vegas and Reno. Oh, Lord, every ache in my body's boning me. Tell you, when you plowed all day looking a mule in the face, you're tired when night comes. Do you know that, Jim?
Is that right?
You're so lucky you're on radio. You know that?
Yeah.
Boy, television would ruin you in about 3 seconds.
They don't make a Brillo pad in that shape.
I know. It's unbelievable.
I don't need this harassment.
You look like you come out third in a hatchet fight.
We got more Jimmy Dean music up there. Don't play it.
All right, don't. I don't want to hear it anyhow. I hate it.
Play the bad one. Big Bad John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.